Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to my new show. This is all about how I basically traveled to 40 cities and states across the world and how you can do this too. My name is Queen, just in case you don't know who I am. I am an international motivational speaker, a success coach, a singer. I'm the director of UK's Dazzling Beauty for all of the UK pageant girls and models out there. And I love, love, love talking about the topic of success. If you know me, if you've been following me for any amount of time, you probably know that all I go on about is this topic. So I've been doing lots of research on it, studying success strategies, success tips, success ideas. And I know that it can seem like a very general term, but if you think about people like Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins, if you think about Brendan Burchard, if you think about some of those, you know, leading motivational speakers out there, such as Terry Seville Foy and, you know, people like that, like Jack Canfield, they just have a message of success. This is what they talk about. And I think I'm on that line, you know, like maybe I'm not like as successful as them, but, you know, I'm actually in that line towards that kind of path in terms of, you know, mentoring and coaching people on the topic of success. And I also share that idea of, you know, what will motivate you to achieve your great potential, what is going to make you get out there. And I just believe that when you research a topic, you learn so much. You learn so much. And so definitely, please know that you are so welcome here. You're so cherished, and I'm really glad that you're here, because, you know, not everybody's going to take time out to listen to a radio show. Not everybody's going to take time out to actually focus on their goals and their dreams and aspirations. So if you can, I would love for you to please turn off your phone, your you know, anything that could distract you, even your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those things that could distract you, just so that you can pay attention and grab some festivity that could be available to you. You never know what breakthrough you could get by listening to this. I mean, I bought a book called Push for Success by Sarah Carl, and this really did help me to achieve a lot of success. And it was because I was actually paying attention. If I was just reading the book and not really paying attention, I probably wouldn't have actually grabbed the gold in the book that led to me deciding to travel a lot more in my life. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit more later. But yeah, I'd love, if you don't have a pen and paper, I'd love you to grab one, because I'm going to be going through lots of different ideas and strategies in this recording as well, in this radio show. Okay, so let me now dive right in. Okay, so basically, like I said, I'm going to be talking about how I travel to 40 cities and states across the world. Okay, I'm going to now just tell you roughly some of the places that I've been to, just so that you know what I'm talking about, and also the types of events I've been to and how these opportunities came my way. So let's dive into the places I've been to. I'm not going to go through all of them because, you know, we don't have time for that, but let me just say a few. Okay, so I've been to Manchester. I've been to 22 UK cities, and then everywhere else is in other parts of the world. Okay, so I've been to Dubai, which is known as the greatest city in the world, but it's a country, isn't it? It's like the United Emirates, a part of, you know, the United Arab Emirates. And so, you know, as much as it's a country, it's a city too. You know, people call it a city. So then I've been to Ohio in America, New York. I've been to Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. Well, Pennsylvania is the actual state, and then Philadelphia is where I went in the state, which I absolutely loved. I have been to Frankfurt in Germany. I've been to Austria, Vienna. I've been to Abuja in Nigeria. I've been to Lagos. I've been to Port Harcourt. I've been to Bayelsa State in Nigeria as well, which is somewhere I didn't even think I would ever go to, which is just was amazing. And I got to stay in a mansion there, like two different mansions, which I'm really, really happy about. I've been to Wolverhampton in the UK. I've been to Manchester, Blackpool, Bristol. I've been to Sussex, which, you know, includes Brighton and West Sussex, like Crawley. Yeah, I've been to places like that. I've been to Brighton, to be honest. I've Brighton. I've been there like probably about 20 times. I'm a Brighton fan. I go there all the time. I love it. I also go to Essex a lot, and Kent a lot, and Surrey a lot as well. These places I go to like all the time. I have been to, I probably mentioned this already, but I've been to Oxford. I've been to Leicester City. I've been to, where else have I been? What's the place? Cardiff and Swansea in Wales. And I have been to some places in Europe. That I have been to Istanbul. I've been to Bulgaria. Some places in Bulgaria I've been to include Constantinople. I've been to Sofia. Okay, I'm going to just shut up now because honestly, I'm just probably boring you with this list. But at the same time, I'm not boring you. I'm actually exciting you with this list. I know I am, because the truth is you need somebody to inspire you to believe that you can achieve these things as well. When you hear this, you're not just hearing about me traveling. You're hearing what is possible for you. You're hearing like, oh my God, I could do that. I could go to places in my country. I could go to new cities. I could go to new events. I can do this as well. I want you to stop right now and ask yourself, you know, where have you been this year, or where have you been last year? In the last 5 years, what countries and cities have you been to? So, you know, your homework for today is to really write down like all the places you've been to, because I'm telling you, it's really, really, it makes you a more fascinating person when you've traveled a lot. And that's why I definitely did take it upon myself to stop and be like, okay, I need to write down where have I actually been in life. Because if I go on a TV show and they ask me, you know, where have you been? And I tell them some of these things, they're going to think, oh my God, that's amazing. That's really fascinating. Now, the thing is, I wouldn't necessarily say that I've been to like all the countries in the world. But like I said, I have been to a lot of cities and states. So I use that to my advantage. You know, maybe you've been to lots of cities in your country. Maybe you haven't been to other parts of the world yet. That's fine. Use what you have for now. You know, use what you have. And eventually, as you grow older or as you develop yourself, you will become the person that will go global. Okay, but I want to challenge you to start thinking about going global and stop seeing yourself as just a UK citizen that just stays in London and the UK, if that's what you are, if that's where you're from. If you are someone that lives, you know, let's say you live in Cardiff right now, you know, stop seeing yourself as the girl that can't go out of Cardiff. Start seeing yourself as the person that, do you know what, I can travel to new countries, I can travel to new cities. If you live in America, let's say you live in America, but you live in a state that not much is going on in that state. You know, maybe you feel like, you know, it's not as busy as New York, or it's not as busy as, let's say, you know, it could be anywhere. It could be maybe you are fascinated by Charlotte, or maybe you're fascinated by Beverly Hills or Hollywood or something, you know, LA and Hollywood. Sorry, what did I just say there? I said LA and Hollywood. Okay, what I meant is LA, right? California, like maybe you look at California and you think, oh my goodness, this is where I should be. Or you look at somewhere like Florida and you're like, I should be there. But the truth is, you can actually be there. You can visit these places. You know, you could actually move abroad and it could happen within months. It could happen in, you know, you may have never even traveled before and all of a sudden opportunities can come. But let me tell you how. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you 7 ways to manifest these traveling opportunities. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about the places I've been to, and then I'm going to give you 7 ways to manifest these traveling opportunities, like how to attract them, how to really, really start going out of your comfort zone more, and so on and so forth. So, okay, so just give me one moment while I now, you know, start going through some of my other notes. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you the places I've been to abroad, okay, because like I said, the reason why I've been abroad to different countries and cities and so on and so forth is because of the fact that, you know, as in opportunities that have arisen and so on and so forth, and I grabbed those opportunities. So some of the events I've been to include like weddings, for example. Like I was a flower girl once. I was actually 17 and I was a flower girl. Can you believe that? I was a flower girl when I went to a wedding in America, and that was an opportunity for me to go to America for that reason. But we also went to see family and friends and so on and so forth as well. I've been to conferences. I've been to lots of different conferences in, like, for example, Bulgaria and Istanbul. I've been to seminars in Nigeria where I got to speak in front of like thousands of youths. I've been to church events and so on and so forth where I've got to perform, or I just go to enjoy the wonderful praise and worship and the fellowship. I've been on television as well when I've been to different, sorry, I'm just getting this random pop-up on my laptop while I'm talking. I've basically been on TV show, like I've done TV presenting abroad, basically. I have had the opportunity to. Sorry, just one second. Okay, there we go. I'm just checking something on to do with the recording to make sure it's live and everything. Because sometimes you get these pop-ups and then it just distracts you. So basically, like I said, I have been on television in terms of TV presenting. So I found that, like, you know, TV presenting opportunities have arisen. Hosting events, I have hosted quite a lot of events outside of London, and so I've travelled for that reason. I've gone to beauty pageant events. I've competed in Miss Great Britain and different heats of Miss Great Britain. Went to different parts of the UK to do that, and also went to Disneyland Paris to compete for Face of Europe in 2010, which is now known as Face of the World. So I won Miss Charity Europe out there. You know, I got to compete as one of the 56 finalists from all over Europe and the UK. And it was a glorious opportunity, and I really, really had a really, really wonderful time. So, you know, I had the opportunity to travel because of that. I also have attended things like fashion shows. It could be youth events, it could be boat parties, church concerts, and the list goes on. So, oh yeah, and also like lots of youth, I think I said it already, but youth events in terms of speaking, presenting papers, and so on and so forth. So these are the types of events that you can go to. Like you could start going to like weddings or birthday parties, or it could be a baby shower, or it could be, you know, a conference, a seminar, a workshop, an exhibition, a conference. So what I want you to do right now is just literally to stop for a second before you even think about anything to do with traveling. I want you to grab a pen and paper, and I want you to literally write down three types of events that you would love to go to. That's number one. Number two, I want you to write down what countries and cities do you want to go to. Just come up with five. And let's pretend that this could happen this year. You know, we are right now in October. Imagine if you could go to three new places this year. Where would you like to go to? I want you to grab a pen and a paper, and I want you to write this down. So I'm going to give you literally like 2 minutes to do that. Okay. And I'm just going to allow you to write, because it's really important to write. All this just thinking in your mind isn't going to, you know, I'll just tell you quickly. Brian Tracy said that, you know, he said, one day he said this, like, I've got this audio teaching off here called, it's all about, you know, goals, right? Setting goals, achieving your goals, how to achieve your goals. And basically he said, okay, let me ask you a question, you know, where are your written goals? And then like he's basically saying that, you know, oh, you know, if someone said they don't have it, he said, well, then don't tell me you want to be successful, because if you don't have your written goals, then just stop kidding yourself and stop kidding me, because you are not serious about success if you don't have written goals. You know, that's what he's, that's how he responded to it. Because a lot of people say, I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that. Well, if you don't write it down, literally just forget about it, because you can think and think and think, but even books cannot be created with thinking. You have to eventually write them or type them up, send them to a publisher, and so on and so forth. If you want to travel around the world, if you don't even know what countries you want to go to, if it's all in your mind, if it's not going onto paper, it really means that it's just a thought. It's not even really, it's hardly likely to come to pass by just being in your mind. So that's why I'm challenging you to write things down. I'm not trying to be mean. Sorry if I sound mean, but I promise you I'm doing this out of sheer love, because I really, really want you to do this, because this is what I've done that's actually opened doors for me to travel more, writing things down. So please, please take this exercise seriously. If you don't want to, then honestly, there's no point even bothering to listen to the rest of this, because it's not going to help you unless you actually take action. So I'm giving you 2 minutes. Right. So well done for completing that exercise. Woohoo! Congratulations. Okay, so now let's move on now to the next part. Okay, so basically, yeah, honestly, I want to say to you right now, those goals, those things you've written down, I want you to believe that you could attend these places. I want you to start thinking to yourself, yes, I can go to a conference this year. Yes, I could go to the, you know, to see a boutique be opened, or I could go and watch the Christmas lights, you know, in Sweden. Or I could, you know what, for New Year, you don't have to spend New Year, like New Year's Eve in London or in your normal country or your normal city. You can actually, like, one of my dreams one day is to go and spend New Year in New York, okay? Now, why do we have to just, like, limit ourselves and think, oh, you know, I'm only going to have the same old boring New Year, the New Year Eve, or it's going to be Christmas again in the same old boring place? No, your Christmas might actually be in Florida this year. Maybe you live in Canada, right? And you could actually have your Christmas in Florida. Perhaps an auntie's going to invite you to this place. So that's why I said to you that it's important for you to just, like, think through the ideas of where you want to go and so on and so forth, because you might just realize, hold on, we have an auntie that lives here. We have an auntie that lives there, or it could be your dad lives somewhere, or it could be your friends, or it could be, you know, a baby, your cousin, for example, had a baby, you haven't gone to visit this baby. There are so many ways that you could actually attract traveling opportunities if you really start thinking outside of the box. Okay, so now I'm going to go into some of the ways that you can actually start to attract your traveling opportunities. Okay, so here we go. Number one, it's all about a decision. I think you really need to make your mind up that, you know what, yes, 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 I want to travel to new countries and cities. Okay, so start with your decision. Start with making up your mind. I am going to start traveling. I really want to travel. I would love to travel. And then just start to actually make that happen by, you know, like make a concrete decision. Because I think if you're so about this, if you're like, I'm not really sure, you know, I'd love to, but, you know, then, you know, it's not really going to, you don't have that desire, that passion. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about the desire, having a desire, and that desire brings true riches. You know, so if you want all these opportunities, abundance, and you want to attract amazing things, you know, if you're wishy-washy, you're going to get wishy-washy results. Okay, so that's number one. One is start with a decision. Number two, I want you to write down your dream holidays and destinations that you want to go to. So we've already done a little bit of that exercise, but I want you to continue on your own, not now, but like maybe later, or you could even do it now while we're talking. But really write down like all the places you want to go to, the kinds of events you'd like to go to. And what you could do with this is literally do lots of research. You know, I want you to visit your travel agents, take some of those magazines, you know, ask them, can I take some of these magazines, which is obviously normally fine. They will, you know, they're normally free and they normally don't mind. So you can take a few of the magazines. Like, this is what I would do. I would look through magazines and it would have lots of different places. Like, for example, the UK Breaks, it would have all these different cities in the UK Breaks magazines. I would buy different holiday magazines as well, or just normal magazines, but it could be wedding ones because they have a lot of destinations there as well. So all you need to do is basically just to like start to look at the places that you want to go to, know the countries that you want to go to. Like, I used to always write down, I want to go to Malta, I want to go to America, I want to go to this place. And I used to just write them down all the time. And, you know, it's not a surprise that I've been to so many places because I literally wrote them, most of them down. And so it doesn't surprise me that at this age, I have been to some of these places. I mean, to be honest, I've been to more places than I expected. I didn't expect to have gone to 40 cities and states across the world. I didn't know that I would go to 22 UK cities. But like I said, I read this book, A Push for Success. I read a book on success, and that book really inspired me. It made me think, you know what? I'm going to go and travel across the UK, and then I'm going to travel across Europe, and then I'm going to do the world. And the thing is, because I made that decision, like, I still haven't been to that many places. Like, honestly, there are many, many countries I haven't even really even scratched the surface, to be honest. But because I made that decision, all of a sudden, because my mind was made up, then opportunities came after. Okay, so let's move on to number three. And that is basically for you to, I want you to basically get yourself, buy yourself a world map. Or I want you to buy yourself some kind of book that is related to the world. For example, right now, I've got a map, a really big map that I bought the other day, just from the wonderful Paper Chase. You can go and get one there. I don't know if they've still got them, but they've got one of the UK at the moment, which I bought. And it's just like a really kind of sugary paper of the map. And the reason why I love this of the UK is because I am basically a UK pageant director. And I want to host pageant events across the UK. And what I found is that we keep going to certain specific cities, and it's like a repetitive pattern where we go to Surrey, we go to Kent, we go to Essex. I don't want to just keep going to the same old boring places. Not that these places are boring, because like I said, you know, I go to these places often, so obviously I love these places, and I love London, you know, I'm from London and everything. Even though I wasn't born in London, I've been living here for most of my life. So I consider myself to be a big Londoner. But the point I want to make to you is just going around the South all the time is boring, because there is such a big, you know, the UK is really big. You know, this pageant needs to go across the UK, not just across the south of England, and not just to a few little cities. It needs to go around and around and around. And so that's what many of you are probably doing. It's like, oh, you've got a holiday coming up. Okay, I'm going to go to Spain again. Oh, you've got a holiday coming up. You're going to go to Greece. You've got a holiday coming up. You're going to go to Nigeria again. You've been to these places a million times, most of you. You now need to start going to new places, because if you won't appreciate these places if you keep going to them over and over and over. You know, we want to go to like Newcastle. We want to go to Cardiff. We want to go to Liverpool. I've never been to Liverpool before. I want to go there because of the fact that I know that when you travel to new cities and countries, you are now becoming more of an interesting person. So, you know, there's no point. What I'm saying to you right now is there's no point just going to the same places over and over and over and over and over again. It's a bit like chocolate. If you keep eating the same chocolate all the time, you're going to get bored. So you need to start branching out to new places. And that's what I wanted to do. That's why, in a way, every time an opportunity came to travel, I just took it, because I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to stretch out of my comfort zone, to go to a new place. And sometimes I go back to these cities that I love, like Essex and Brighton and, you know, these places, I love them. You know, I go to these places all the time. But like I said, if you want to go global or go national, you're going to have to really start saying to yourself, you know what, it's time I just now move on now. It's time I step out to Glasgow or to, you know, if you're an American, you're always in just a few states. It's time I start going to, you know, all these other states I've not been to. Like, there are literally 50, you know, how many states are there? You know, 50 states. People sometimes say there are just 48 states. But at the end of the day, you know, you can literally branch out to all the, you can go to different states that you haven't been to before and start reaching out, start getting out of your comfort zone to push for success and to attract success. Okay, so get that map and put it on your wall or put it on your vision board and start to pin the places that you've been to and then pin the places that you want to go to with a different pin, okay? That's a great way of you monitoring where you're going and tracking your success in terms of, you know, where are you really traveling to. If you track something, it will grow. So if you start writing down, this is where I've been, this is where I've been, all of a sudden you're going to get more ambitious to go to more places. Believe me, it works. Okay, so number three is visualization. So if you want to travel to new countries and cities, you need to visualize yourself doing this. You need to put these amazing holiday destinations, the events you want to go to, and all this beautiful stuff. You want to put all of these images onto your vision board. So I do recommend that you buy one, or you buy a very big card paper that you can use to stick images of the things that you want to achieve. So all these, you know, the magazines that ask you to buy or to get from these travel agents, you want to start cutting out images and putting them onto your vision board, or put it onto your long card paper. Or you could actually also put it into a book. So you could decide to have a dream book where, like a big, you know, like an A4 notebook, or it could even be an A5 one. You add images of the things you want to achieve in your A5 or A4 notepad. So this is another way of attracting success as well, because you're constantly looking at your amazing goals, dreams, and aspirations. And I want to recommend a book right now that's not even released yet. I think it's going to be released in a few days. And the book is called Dream It, Pin It, Live It. And basically it's by Terry Seville Foy. She's a Christian success teacher, you know, something like that. Like, I would say a pastor, but she talks a lot about success. She's like a success leader or a motivational speaker, I would say. And her message is all about, like, you know, how to achieve your dreams, how to achieve your goals and your aspirations, the law of attraction, success habits, success routines and, you know, all of this stuff. And it's all about like the principles from the Bible, but in a very practical way. And she has a conference called the Next Conference that she does every year, which is the Success Conference. And then she has a women's event called ISIN for young teenagers and women. And she's just amazing. I think she's fantastic. You can go to www.terrywithani.com and check out that new book and her whole vision kit and everything. I haven't got it yet because it's not even out yet, but I know you can pre-order it on the website, and I'm definitely going to be buying. I'm going to be buying the book for sure. I'm probably going to get the vision kit too, but I'm definitely going to get the book regardless. And so I want to encourage you to do the same thing, because she's even got a book called Imagine Big that was really, really like inspiring for me. And everything that she has been teaching through YouTube, she's got like literally 2 million hits, over 2 million hits. Everything she's been teaching me and everybody that listens and everybody that watches, everybody, but, you know, like everyone has been sending all these testimonials, and it's just been powerful. I definitely have seen amazing results after taking her advice, taking her tips on board. I have seen breakthroughs in my life, and I want to definitely encourage you to go out there and do the same. Listen to Terry, because she gives fantastic advice on vision, visualizing, and all of this stuff, vision boards and all of that. And that's what the book is about, the book that she's got coming out. It's like I said, it's called Dream It, Pin It, Live It. And I think that's so amazing. And it's called, you know, How to Make Vision Boards Work for You. I think that's the subtitle. So make sure you get your hands on that book, because I'm telling you, she is the queen of knowing how to, you know, do all this visualizing stuff and, you know, the law of attraction and all of that, you know, but obviously, like I said, in a godly way. So but I'm telling you, it's life changing, because if you are very clear on what you want to achieve, and you have that crystal clear clarity. If you have that crystal clear clarity, I promise you, you're going to be more likely to attract success than you could ever imagine. And this is a great way to speed up your success. You know, Terry talks a lot about accelerating your success. And when you accelerate, it means that you get there quicker. Like, it means you get there quicker than you're supposed to. How do you accelerate your success? It's when you do something like invest in yourself. You buy a CD, you buy a book, you buy an audio teaching. You visualize what you want to achieve. That's how you can make things happen quicker, when you're crystal clear about what you want to achieve. And you know why I believe this works? Let me give you an example from my own life. That I just created a vision board a few days ago. I think it was just last week. And I put like some new trainers on it, because I wanted new trainers, which I just kept putting off. I just kept not buying them for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's because it wasn't crystal clear on my vision board. So I put these trainers on my vision board that I wanted to buy. I remember also putting lots of different bed sheets on my vision board, because I really wanted to buy some really nice pink bed sheets, because I've got like a pink, a fabulous room. So my room is all pink and everything. So I wanted the same thing with my sheets, because my sheets, I didn't end up getting pink bed sheets yet. So I thought, you know what, I really want to buy some pink bed sheets. In fact, I want to buy loads of different bed sheets. So I put lots of different duvets and all of that on my vision board, along with trainers and blah, 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 towels, and lots of things I want to get. I didn't really put down the businessy things I wanted to achieve. I put more of the lifestyle things I wanted to achieve. So I remember going to this meeting, and do you know what happened? I actually got to the meeting half an hour early. So then I decided, oh, let me do detour, and I'm going to go to the shopping centre, and I'm going to buy the bed sheets. Now, I did not even plan this. It was like, I even felt worried, like, oh my gosh, why am I trying to squeeze in something when I've got a meeting in half an hour? How am I going to get to, you know, get these bed sheets and then get back on time? Like, I have to literally go there, pick up the sheets and go. But you know what? Because I had a vision, because I kept looking at what I wanted to achieve, I attracted it. All of a sudden, an opportunity just arose for me to just, it's like I was just being pushed into it, like, go and get your bed sheets. And it was like, I felt like, hell, like, why am I getting them now? Like, this is ridiculous. But it was because of the fact that it was on my vision board. I had the crystal clear image of me having these new sheets. And then because I was so certain of what I wanted to achieve, it just happened really quickly. So I really want you to realize that this can happen for you too with your dream, not just this bed sheet. It can happen for you with amazing things that you want to achieve, such as being engaged, such as getting married, such as having a baby, such as, you know, buying a new car and so on and so forth. But the most important thing is to realize it will not happen always when you want it to happen, but it will happen at the right time. So you have to keep believing and don't give up. Don't give up and don't fail in terms of having faith and hope. Another thing I want to say about this is the trainers. Within 2 days, I got a new pair of trainers, like a new pair of black trainers and new Nike trainers. And I'm like, what took me so long? Like, as in, all of a sudden, I just ordered them. The minute I had them on my vision board, within a day, I think it was a day or two, I just ordered new trainers from Nike. And I'm like, why did I waste time? What was I? And it just made me realize the power of the vision board, okay? So that was number, That was number three. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to number four because I've got 7 points to cover. Number four is basically for you to literally surround yourself with travelers, okay? I'm not talking about people that just I'm not talking about people that necessarily pack up and leave and just like move across and go backpacking around the world. I'm not necessarily talking about that. However, I do also want you to know that you probably have a lot of amazing people in your life that do travel often. So it could be your manager, it could be, you know, you need to get around people that are dreamers, that are think big, that don't have comfort zone lives, that, you know, even if they have challenges in life, because people do have challenges, just because you do amazing things doesn't mean that your life is perfect. However, you need to get around people that think big, dream big, do big things in the world, and so on and so forth. So I, for example, I've got a friend, and she's a singer, right? And I remember when we used to speak and, you know, we used to work together, I used to think, oh my gosh, she's amazing. She's always doing amazing things. She's always traveling. And I got around her. Like, I wanted to be more like her. I was doing similar things. I was performing and so on and so forth. We had a lot in common. We used to call each other soul friends, like soulmates, because we were so similar. But at the same time, I allowed her to be my inspiration. You know, I used her as a role model for me that, you know what, she's doing amazing things, I can do amazing things. And I had another friend that was really into traveling as well. We used to work together as well, and I used to get around her because I wanted to be more like her as well. You know, so the thing is, who are you being around? Are you around people that inspire you to travel, to achieve amazing things? You know, if you listen to someone like Brian Tracy, let's say you have no friends to be inspired by, but if you listen to somebody like Brian Tracy, do you know that Brian Tracy has been to over 80 countries in the world? You know, if you hear something like that, I think you're going to stop wanting to have this very average life of just being in your comfort zone. When I hear something like he's been to 80 countries, it makes me wonder, what am I doing? Why am I just in London? So that's when I start thinking bigger again. I'm like, okay, I want to travel to new countries. To new cities. Okay, so definitely really, really get around people. Even if you can't get around them physically, listen to their audio teachings, buy their books. You know, the people that you find to be fascinating, like Mariah Carey, for example, she's always traveling. You know, look at her videos, you know, when she performs, and remind yourself that she's not in just America. She goes to Tokyo, then she goes to Japan, and then she goes to America, you know, different parts in America, and then she'll go to London, then she'll go to Ireland, or whether it be Wolverhampton or whatever. Like, I don't know where she's been, but I know she's been to tons and tons and tons of countries and states and cities all over the world. So I want you to not just look at people and think, oh, that's good for them. Oh, it's amazing that they've done that. Why is it just amazing for them? It can be amazing for you too. You can do it. I want you to know that you have what it takes to travel around the world. Okay, so number five, the next thing I want you to do is just literally to develop yourself. You know, I really want you to start really working on self-development in terms of building your confidence, your charisma. If you're a performer, build your stage presence. If you are somebody that's shy, you really work on your shyness. You know, really start working on yourself because of the fact that when you're traveling, you do need to be confident. You do need to be a go-getter. You do need to be somewhat an extrovert. But obviously, you can still be introverted because introverts are extroverts sometimes as well. And sometimes extroverts are introverts. So what do I mean by that, by the way? You might be wondering, what does this mean? What I'm saying is that just because you're an extrovert doesn't mean you're always extroverted. Sometimes you have introvert moments and vice versa. Okay, so don't just think that just because you're an introvert, you have to stay in your house and you can't go out. No, no, you can still do things, but it means you may have to push a little bit harder, or it may mean that you need to, you know, plug up the courage to go for it. So reading books on like boldness, confidence, reading books about, you know, people that have achieved amazing things will definitely give you that courage to go for your dreams. And like I said, writing your goals down consistently, reminding yourself of what you want to achieve so that you'll make that happen. Okay, so another area for you to really think about, my lovely, lovely, lovely friend, I want you to really, really, really think about, so basically the next area for you to really, really, really think about in terms of achieving your amazing goals, dreams and aspirations to travel to cities and countries around the world is to look, actively seek for opportunities to travel around the world. So actively seek opportunities. Seeking opportunities to go to new places and cities, like new places, new cities, new countries. Okay, so the first thing I want you to do with this one is I want you to write down, what events do you know are coming up? Who is having a party? Who's having a wedding? Who's having a christening? Like anything you think is coming up. Like, for example, the other day I was on London Excel's website. And I was also on the Olympia website. And they have loads of events. They, for example, had a cake show and a cake and bake show. They've got a baby show coming up. They have, there's wedding fairs. There's all sorts of events coming up between now and next year. And to be honest, it happens all the time because these are exhibition centres and they have events all the time. So I'm consistently looking out for these events. It doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to go to all of them or some of them. I may not even go to any of them, but I probably will be going to these types of events because I do go to these types of events. I love to look for opportunities to go to exhibitions, conferences, wedding events, birthdays, whatever. And I, when I'm invited, I tend to go. So what happens is, you know, if you can really, 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 really start paying attention and put them on your vision board, or even just pray about it, like really pray, like, you know, God, please expose me to opportunities. Please open doors for me. You know, let me know, where do you want me to go? What things do you want me to do? Then allow God, you know, or if you don't believe in God, allow the universe to bring these great things to you, these great opportunities. But you've got to pay attention, because if you're so busy, 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 you don't spend time dreaming, visualizing, praying about your dreams and really asking yourself, you know, where would I like to go? What could I do? Then the truth is you're not going to really achieve much great things. And by the way, I'm on a chair, just in case you heard a noise. It's just a chair, right? I promise you. Okay, yes. So basically, I want to encourage you, like I said, to really, really, really actively seek opportunities. Because this is what I did. I consistently do this. I'm always looking for opportunities to stretch, to grow, and to travel, and to do amazing things. And I'm never complacent with, oh, I've been here and been there. Oh, who cares? It's like, that's in the past. I'm like, what could I do next? Always be thinking about the next move rather than thinking, oh, I've achieved all these amazing things. It's like, see it as like 2012. See it as so old school. Like, be over with it. And like one thing that celebrities tend to say is, that was like last year or that was last week. You know, now move on to the next thing. So of course you have to celebrate your success and celebrate how far you've come. That is definitely important, but don't get too carried away with it, because even the Bible says that, behold, I'm doing a new thing, now it springs forth, will you not perceive it? So I think God is saying, look, yes, you know, he even says, you know, don't think about the things of the past, don't remember the former things. So don't just get so carried away with, oh yes, I've been to Ireland in 1992. Well, that was in 1992. You can go to Ireland again. You know, really stir up your dreams, stir up your imagination, you know, stir up your desire to go to these amazing places. And then finally, as number seven, the seventh way to make your amazing goals, dreams and aspirations a living reality when it comes to traveling is just to literally buy a suitcase and start putting some things into the suitcase. Prepare to travel is actually what I'm trying to say. Start preparing to travel. Start doing the research into it. How much is the flight? How much is the flights? You know, how much are the tickets? How much would it be to get a hotel? Act as if you are going abroad. You are going to Newcastle. You are going to Florida. You are going to go to that event in Florence. You are going to go to that event in Miami. You know, I remember when I wanted to go to my cousin's event, I had an event coming up abroad, and I was thinking, like, I really wanted to go, but you know when you think, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to go because it's really expensive, and then this, and then that, but I knew, I'd made up my mind I was going no matter what. So when I had that determination, I made sure that everybody as well was going to go. I was like, okay, we're definitely all going. There's no way we're missing this. You know, and then that really encourages everybody else as well, and then we started to just work towards it and everything, and then by the time I knew it, it just all fell into place. So I want you to just really start preparing for these holidays. I have like suitcases that are literally half ready for holidays. Like, my suitcases are not like completely empty. I have at least something in it. Like, it, obviously I don't wear like a consistently, what I mean by this is, you could leave a lotion in the suitcase, you could leave a calculator in the suitcase, you could put a couple of deodorant sprays in the suitcase. Pretend as if you're going on holiday soon. But if you have nothing in your suitcase and it's completely empty, it's hidden in the loft, this is not going to give you the idea that you're traveling anytime soon. So keep your suitcase somewhere where you can see it as a route, and put a few things in it, like nothing, not like clothes. You don't have to, you could even put your swimwear in it, for example, and keep it in there. You know, your new swimwear, could be some flip-flops, put them in there as a reminder. I am traveling soon, because you should be, and you will be if you definitely start to position yourself to travel. Okay, so those are my 7 fabulous tips for how you can travel to different cities and states across the world. And, you know, these are the things I tend to do to make these traveling opportunities a living reality. But the most important thing I would say out of everything is that you really need to really be inspired by people that are traveling, so that you will think, oh, if they can do it, I can do it. And then when the opportunities come, don't decline them unless you feel like, oh my God, I'm not meant to go. Then that's different. But don't be a decliner of opportunities consistently, because if you keep saying no, you're not only self-sabotaging, but you're also saying to God or the universe, don't bother sending me any holiday opportunities, I'm not really serious, I'm not going to go. So those are my steps, and like I said, it's about the self-development, because if you increase your confidence and everything, if you keep working on yourself, positive affirmations and everything like that, then you'll be more prepared to travel. And, you know, write down things such as, I travel often, I'm going to amazing countries and cities this year, anything is possible, I'm going global, you know, things like that. Really write down things that will encourage you to believe that you can travel to amazing countries and cities. Okay, so that's in a nutshell. What else did I want to mention about traveling? Well, I just want to say that, like, you know, with the benefits of traveling, I'm going to give you a few benefits. Number one, if you go to hot countries such as, you know, Dubai or Africa, you know, places, you know, continents like Africa, you're going to get the sunshine, you know, you're going to really get that vitamin D. And sometimes, you know, when you live in a place like the UK, it's really cold here. And obviously there are other really cold places too, such as, I know Canada's supposed to be meant to be quite cold. And, you know, you will experience that feeling of like, oh, the grogginess, the cold weather. It can make you sort of depressed as well sometimes, because the weather does have an effect on some people. So if you feel like, oh, I'm in a country that's always cold, there's no sunshine, I definitely want to encourage you to go to places that are warm from time to time, so that you get the vitamin D, you get the sunshine into your system. It makes you feel really good, and it makes you feel uplifted, and you get to just enjoy yourself and not feel like down because of the weather, because the weather does affect you sometimes. It doesn't always affect people, but it does affect some people. So definitely chase the sun a little bit, like try and go to where the sun is. You don't have to just settle for like, oh, you know, it's cold and then that's it, nothing I can do, I just have to just, you know, deal with it. You can be like, no, do you know what? I'm going to go abroad for 2 weeks. I'm going to soak up some of that sun. If it's not here, I'm going to go where the sun is. That's absolutely fine. A lot of people do it. And okay, so another reason why it's really good to travel is because it's a great opportunity for you to explore new countries and cities, like see the world. It's really about, wow, what is out there? What places are out there? What mountains, villages, cultural aspects, cathedrals, the diversity. You get to actually explore. Okay. Number three, you get to try out new foods. And sometimes you have food in your country, like foods in your country or drinks in your country, and you get used to what you eat and what you do. But you go to a different country and you get to explore, how do other people eat? What do they eat? What do they like? And how can I enjoy these different, foods and really learn something different about the way they do things? Another reason to travel, as the fourth reason, is because it's an opportunity for you to stretch and grow. You can only grow so much in your comfort zone. I mean, if you think that apparently there's this fish that if it goes into a certain tank, it will remain small. But if it goes into a very big sea, it will turn really, really big. And that's how many of us are. We're so small. We're living our small little lives and doing tiny things in the world because we're just in our little tiny comfort zone. But when we get out there into the bigger world, we start to leap. We start to become bigger. We start to become successful, famous, high profile. We become more confident. We become like an eagle because we are out of our comfort zone. Okay, so another reason why it's good for you to travel is to learn new languages as well. Like maybe you're interested in learning languages, and this is a great opportunity for you to really learn languages and also explore geography as well, the geography aspect, discover more about world cities, discover more about globalization, cultural aspects, the political aspects, and the social aspects to being in different countries. Yeah, so these are my top tips on traveling and why you should travel and how I traveled and everything like that. So I hope you enjoyed my training. I'm going to wrap up early. And I want to say thank you so much for being here. And I also want to just like answer a couple of questions that normally tend to come up is, people normally ask me different questions about traveling and all of this. So one question that normally tends to come up that I think you might be wondering right now is, how can I afford to travel? So you might be thinking, oh my gosh, Queen, I want to travel. I really want to travel, but how can I afford it? Well, like I said, if you can really think about your desire first and, the vision board, praying about it, really getting excited about the idea of traveling first, then that's how you can attract the money to come. Because think about it this way. If you want to go to a concert and you're so determined to go, you just can't wait. You just, oh my goodness, this concert, woohoo. If you act like that, if you feel like that, all of a sudden it's like you'll move everything to get to go to this concert. You'll just be like, how am I going to go? Who's got, like, if you don't have the money, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to ask my mum right now. I'm going to quickly check my savings. I'm going to sell that t-shirt to go. That's how you will be traveling as well. Like when you desire it so much, the money will just show up. Maybe somebody will say, oh, like, here you go. Here is this amount of money I want to give to you because you're going away. Or maybe your dad might say, oh, you're going. Okay, then. Okay, let me give you £100 towards the trip or whatever. So money will definitely show up if you are very, very, very determined to travel. Okay, so another question that you might be wondering is, can I travel? Like, you might be thinking about traveling alone. Like, how do I travel alone? Maybe you're thinking, oh, I would love to travel, but I'm afraid. How can I go alone? Because I don't have anyone to go with. Well, it goes back down to that thing that I said before about dreaming and visualizing and really aspiring to travel. Then you can ask God, you can say to God, or if you don't believe in God, whatever you believe in, you pray and say, I don't really want to travel alone. I want to travel with people. And you could start with doing that. Like, oh, you go with your auntie, you can go with a friend, you go with your best friend, you go with somebody, a colleague or something like that. So basically ask for the opportunities that you feel more comfortable with in the beginning. And then when you get used to it, you could actually try to start pushing yourself a little bit to do something like, day trip to Brighton, day trip to Bournemouth, day trip to what's it called? Another state or something like that. Because sometimes these places that you could go to, you can just hop on a coach and go there for 1 hour, come back. That's how simple it is. That, when I started to travel, let me just tell you how I did it. I made the decision I was going to travel. And then what I decided to do, because at first I wasn't really sure, there was no like events coming up or anything like that. So I just made up my mind that what I would do every time I got paid from work, I would book a trip. So I would be like, okay, I've just got paid today. Okay, I'm going to book to go to Manchester. I'm going to book to go to Blackpool. I'm going to book to go to Bristol. Okay, the next time I'm paid, I'm going to book to go to another place. And that's what I started doing. But then opportunities came. Like I entered Miss Great Britain, there was an opportunity to travel to different cities. It wasn't like they just said, we're going to pay for you to go to all these cities. It wasn't like that. It was more of like, oh, hold on a minute. This pageant is a UK pageant and they have different heats across the UK. Oh, I didn't win in Surrey. Let me go and compete in Wolverhampton. Yep, it's far, but I'm still going to go. So that's how I did it. And that's what you can do too. Just start with small. Start with, you know what? I've just been paid today. I'm going to go and book a trip to wherever it may be that you feel you can afford. Something just so basic. Start small and then big opportunities will come. Another thing is you may have family members that could have, like, for example, you might have a sister or a brother that's going to Paris or going to New York, and they just need someone to accompany them. You can just go with them. Just be like, you know what? Yep, I'll come with you. I'll escort you. I've had friends that have done that to me, like, oh, you're going away. Can I come? And that's how you can do it. And sometimes they may even have a free ticket, or they may have, you may not even have to pay for accommodation because you might share a room with them, or you might get to, like, for example, sometimes when I perform, I get free tickets for people to come along. I remember once I was performing somewhere and they had a table for me with for my guests as well. So I could have up to like three guests on that table. So sometimes you get like these tickets or these bonuses, or you can come and your friend can come, or you can come and your mum can come, or whatever. So if you have friends, family, or even colleagues that are doing things like that, they're going to a country, a city, a concert, a wedding, and they may just need you, they may just want you to come along, or you might have been, they may not even have asked, they may not have said, oh, can you come? You might just be like, you know what? You haven't asked me, but I'm gonna kind of impose and kind of invite myself. So, I mean, obviously, it's like I'm just like kind of joking, but sometimes your friends and family won't really mind. So you can just be like, can I come? And they might be like, no at first, but then they might be like, oh, okay, well, if you really want to come, you can come. So definitely really be looking for those opportunities. Okay, so if anyone has any questions, please feel free to call up through the show. And if you don't, I'm going to wrap up the show and say thank you so much for being here. And you have just been a delight to be with. So congratulations for being here. Because to be honest with you, like I said, you may have breakthroughs after this. I mean, I've had people that said to me, I listened to you and I went to this place, I went to that place, I met this person, I met that person, and it was because I listened to your advice on your podcast, or I listened to your advice on, a video, or I came along to your workshop and boom, things happened. I listen to great people and I share advice to you based on what I listen to and what I read, and then it brings results to you. So thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you next week. My success show, this one, the Queen Chamber Show, is every week, 6:30 to 7:30, every single week. I'm going to be here as much as I can, hopefully every week without fail, by God's grace. So for as long as I can do this, I will be doing it. And if I need to change the time or anything, make sure you keep checking my show out, like keep looking back, because you never know, I might have to move the show around, once or twice here and there, but I'm trying to do this every week. Another thing I want to say is, if you're interested in working with me, maybe you feel like, you know what, Queen, you've just got something, you just got that thing, you just got that thing. Ooh. If you feel like, I just need to work with you, I just need this in my life, something encouraging, motivational, inspirational. If you feel like I need to be mentored or coached, and if you feel like, do you know what, I'm struggling to achieve my goals, I am struggling to achieve my dreams. I wish I could do these great things, but I just don't have any form of motivation or encouragement. I don't have the right people around me. I'm stuck. Then I definitely want to invite you to work with me. I want to invite you to go for your dreams and allow me to hold your hand and give you the tips and tricks, the ideas, the strategies, the right guidance, the mentoring, and all of those good things to help you to achieve your dreams. Because I know what it's like to do everything on my own, and sometimes it doesn't really work and I need a mentor or a coach, and then I have it and it really skyrockets my success. Or sometimes I also know what it's like to want to do great things, but you just don't have the motivation and you need someone to encourage you. But then I also know what it's like to be around people and they don't really believe in what I want to do. And it is discouraging. So that's why I definitely want to say to you, if you're in that place where you feel alone, just go to my website, go to www.queenchimaofficial.com and please send me an email, send me a message on that website. Just apply, go to the place where it says apply and apply for a free 30 minutes breakthrough session, a festive success breakthrough session. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can and we can discuss how we can work together and see if I will be a great coach for you and if you're a great potential client for me. Let's see if we're a good fit for each other. And thank you for listening and for being here. Please, please, please share this with all your friends, your family, your cat, your dog, you know, everybody and everything. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, please share it with people. I would love for you to please pass this on because someone might need this. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening or wonderful morning or afternoon, depending on where you are right now. God bless. Take care. Mwah. Bye.